True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Trump, Hyundai, and South Koreans working illegally.
Ruh-roh.
Details on that in just a minute. I want to remind you, though, because we have a special guest coming up at 9 a.m., Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We'll be chatting with him. I want to make sure that you never miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. President Donald Trump Sunday said that while U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was right to arrest South Korean immigrants working illegally at a Hyundai battery plant in Georgia, the U.S. should consider letting foreign experts temporarily stay to train Americans in advanced industries. Well, it's not a terrible idea, it didn't sound like. Homeland Security investigation said 475 people, mostly South Koreans, were arrested at the under-construction battery plant. Hyundai said it owns the site, but insisted that none of the workers were directly employed by the company. Oh, what do you mean directly employed by the company? Oh, is this one of those, well, they work for a company that's a personnel company, and then we hire from, you know, them, but we pay them. So technically, does really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When asked about the ICE operation on Sunday, Trump told reporters the U.S. needs experts to know how to build batteries to help train Americans with no such experience. If you don't have people in this country right now that know about batteries, maybe we should help them along. Adding that industries like shipbuilding and computer manufacturing also need skilled trainers. So we're going to look at the whole situation. We have a lot of industries that, you know, well, we don't have anymore, and we're going to have to train people if they're going to enter into those, you know, industries again and producing products, which is a pretty good idea. He continued to explain that the best way to train people is to bring people in who know what they're doing while letting them stay in the U.S. for a little while to help. Still, Trump said that ICE was right to arrest those in the country illegally. We do have to work something out where we bring in experts so that our country, so that our people will be trained. They can do it themselves. Yeah. Yeah. There's all kinds of work visas, work programs. There's plenty of those. And I'm okay with them, but you still have to monitor and police it. And here's why. The word is called greed. And when some of these corporate nincompoops have a chance to save a penny, little bean counters in there, when they have a chance to do that, they're going to do that. They're going to sell their souls, all of them. They all have. They'll continue to do that. So you got to police them. You got to say, yeah. it is warranted that you bring in some people with this specific area of expertise, and you can employ them, but for X amount of time, and here's how it's going to go. But no. No, they did this, we all know, they did this in the tech industry. And Microsoft and Google and all the big companies, you know, remember, they would start blowing people out. And they hired cheaper foreign replacements that would work harder for longer hours. And if they complained, you just hold up their little visa and go, it would be so sad if this little visa went away because you'd have to go away too.
Well, and how many times have we seen crimes committed by people who came here legally on a work visa of some sort for maybe 3 months, a 6 month, and 5 years later, they've committed multiple crimes and they're still here.
Yeah.
We see that way too much.
Meanwhile, hang out the 7-Eleven, crack a 40, and they'll bust you for loitering just like that.
There you go.
I've heard.
Rumor has it.
Still, Trump said ICE. Yeah. I mean, ICE was right to make the arrest. But that's all part of the issue. But I would like to see the focus really staying on ones that are criminally involved.
Yeah.
Yes, they're technically, you still could be taking the job of an American. And yes, I do have a problem with that. I'm just saying from an optics standpoint, at this point, I think you've got everybody on your side when you're going after the worst people that are here illegally.
Right.
When you go after people that are working, yes, you could be impacting an American, but if they don't really have the training to do whatever the job is, then you can't really say they're taking their job per se.
Right.
So I think once again, Trump is looking for a solution, and that's what he does. See, while political partisans, they lick their finger, they hold it up in the air, and they go, well, I mean, how does this work with our party's agenda and our platform? Trump doesn't do that. Trump says, how can I fix this? Oh, well, yeah, we don't, we're Republicans. We don't really do it like that. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody, I think, said that maybe in his first term. They're gone. Somebody else may have said it. They're gone. And then they finally started to realize and go, oh, this guy operates differently. He uses this logic thing. And I mean, he actually puts the logic in front of partisanship, huh? Wow. And that's why the left really hates him.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
also why a lot of entrenched conservatives do, too. Oh, yeah. I was up there in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy said, so, you know, he knows what I do for a living. I didn't go too deeply into it, you know. But he goes, so, I mean, he goes, I'm a conservative, but I don't know about Trump. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could tell he was like, he didn't know what to. And I said, well, if you're talking about what he says, when he says it, and things like that, I said, I agree. It makes me uncomfortable from time to time. I said, I also have come to realize after he already had one term and he's into his second term, kind of how he operates.
Yeah.
And he does stir it up for various reasons. Sometimes it's strategic reasons. Sometimes he's just playing a game with the media because he knows they're a bunch of buffoons and they'll take the bait every time.
Yeah.
And I said, but here's what I discovered over time. I'm very slow to pick on him because it turns out very often, if not almost always, he was right.
Yep.
He was right. You talk about a person that you actually should give the benefit of the doubt to, at least initially, at least for a period of time, it would be Donald J. Trump. Because it turns out he is right on so many things. They're spying on me. Oh, paranoid much? They sure as hell were spying on him. And you could just do that right on down the line. So anyway, you could just tell. And I said, and I go, and established Republicans, by the way, a lot of them don't know how to win elections, and they're not in touch with the average American. I go, they can learn huge lessons from Trump, not the other way around. And you could tell this guy, he was being as open-minded as he could, but you could still tell at the end of the day, you don't like Trump. And I said, let's make it simple. what if it's any Democrat? And he goes, oh, wow. I said, there you go. Now we're on the same team. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Wayne, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, they hit the nail on the head. I want to tell you that these temporary labor contractors are the biggest laundering labor organizations. They are processing. These people have no office anymore. They meet people at McDonald's to bring them on board, and they're laundering illegals into the workforce. And if anybody from DHS is listening, they really need to take a look at this.
Fantastic. Yeah. There may anywhere there's a ability to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 9:05, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. And a whole lot more coming your way next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Making Mondays great. Come on. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:22. And your time check, your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wow. Might still have a little tickle in my throat from the 872 pounds of lobster I consumed while on vacation.
And you're also not used to talking this much after a week plus vacation, probably.
Nah.
There's that too.
I did chat it up with lots of people, though.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, you've got Betsy, break the ice, Betsy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's like a bull in a china cabinet. She'll just push her way through. Hi, we're sitting here. tell me something funny. All right, it's not, maybe not that blatant. By the way,
yes.
It's not a by the way, it's a very important thing. Uh-huh. My love, Betsy.
Uh huh.
It is her birthday today.
Yes.
Honey, I love you. Thank you for everything, and I want you to continue to enjoy your birthday month. a concept of which I originated a long time ago.
Bob, did you spend a lot of money on or buy or something? That's the real question. Not saying nice. Did you buy her something?
I'm fixing her boat.
Oh, you are buying.
It became her boat when the bill went to 4 digits.
Because it was like going to be in the approaching 3 last week.
As in K.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Whoops.
Yeah, let's just say the bill will exceed probably about 60% of the boat's value.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, look.
That hurts.
We got a good deal, air quotes.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good deal, and we had good service out of it. We had a lot of fun, and it hasn't been too expensive thus far. So.
Well, and things break. It's mechanical.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, still waiting on a part from Germany for my wife's car. It's like, okay.
Problem with it, you know, now I know. I didn't know before, but like the inboard, outboard, a lot of people don't really particularly care to work on that whole thing, which I thought it was the opposite because I'm like, it's a car motor, dude.
It's sitting right there, yeah.
It's a car motor.
Uh-huh.
But it's getting the power from that to the propeller that sometimes creates some issues, I guess.
And cost a lot of money to fix, apparently.
And like a car engine, it can, you know, have a problem with its rear main seal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put, you know, 32 quarts of oil every week in our area lakes because, you know, I'm good that way.
Right. So you'll be paying for a lot of work there.
Mm.
But you're making a boat. See, Bob, you're helping the economy by making
some boat repairmen
a very happy
camper. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, everything was going well and fine until Saturday night.
Yeah.
When it turns out I didn't win. Like $1.7 or $1.8 billion.
But no, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
But I'm seeing Missouri and Texas, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Greg, you were born in Texas. You got family down there. You got friends. You lived in Missouri most of your life. I need to find out who my former or current best friend is in Missouri or who some of my closest family members might be in Texas who might have been the people that won.
This could be the ultimate schmooze payoff.
Oh, yeah.
If Greg can pull this off.
Uh-huh.
And chances are he's met so many people in his life, he very well may know the winner.
Could be.
And see if you can can work that, Greg.
Uh-huh.
Would be large.
I'm going to get on that.
All right. Remember who your buddy is. The guy brought you back a T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
When I had no money.
That's right.
Exhausted all funds on the trip. I said, wait.
Spent it all in lobster.
Got to make sure that I get something for Greg.
So I got a T-shirt with a gun on it. That was nice.
Betsy saw me looking at a shirt with guns on it. And she goes, oh, you should get that for Greg.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Like, okay, probably should.
Badgered you into it. Bob went to the Northeast, and I got a T-shirt with a gun on it.
But it's a cool shirt.
I like it.
Hey, glad you weren't like, I'm glad my vacation didn't include, like, I don't know, cruising around on a Venezuelan boat.
Oh, yeah, that happened in your on your vacation.
Yeah. I was like, pow. They, they didn't miss that one, did they?
Uh-uh.
Now we've got a little whiner crybaby, Cory Booker coming out, senator from New Jersey.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wah. First he said wah, and then he said wah, and then he spoke words, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Host Kristen Welker said, I want to start off.
Is this the setup?
I hate the way it's formatted, but I know they do it on purpose because they're highlighting the fact that Kristen Welker always asks the loaded question.
Uh-huh.
Let me put in what I believe is a bunch of facts that are not facts, but I will ask the question in such a way that you will think they're facts. Anyway, she says, I want to start off on some big news this week. President Trump launched a strike against a Venezuelan boat. He alleges was carrying a large amount of drugs. Here's the video he posted. Overnight, the vice president dismissed those who called it a war crime. Senator Rand Paul said, what a despicable and thoughtless sentiment it is to glorify killing someone without a trial.
Oh, my goodness.
Senator, do you think that the president has the authority to unilaterally strike a boat carrying alleged drug smugglers? Of course, Cory Booker said, okay, wait, now, it was a Republican president, right? Guilty! Guilty of war crimes. Do you remember your buddy Barry Satoru?
Mm.
You know, Obama? Remember how many of those drones did launch blowing people to smithereens.
Uh-huh.
Don't remember you being quite the crybaby then as you are now, you whiny little wuss. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and a lot more to talk about and people to talk to, like the Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We'll speak with him in about 35 minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Good morning. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:35, and we're going to speak to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins coming up at 9:05. And we know you're busy, so we try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Tom, tough guy, Homan. I like this guy.
Oh, man. He's
down
awesome.
To earth. You
he's
know what
awesome.
I mean?
Yeah.
Getting the job done. Sunday was on CNN. Mm-hmm. He had to explain to those people, you know, a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He wasted so much time in the interview. Host Jake Tapper. Okay. Here's Jake.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. Enough said.
Is President Trump planning to go to war in Chicago?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, think about
Yeah.
I mean, why? Does Jake Tapper then, like, later that night, is he at, like, a cocktail party? Like, yeah, way to go, Jake, man. You called him out.
I guess.
Trump is going to go to war in Chicago. I mean, what a bizarre, it's just a bizarre way of looking at things. You're going to go to war in Chicago.
Well, I mentioned I ran into somebody yesterday that obviously of a liberal mindset. I didn't know that going into the brief conversation, but one of the first things they said, yeah, I see he, meaning Trump, is going to blow up Chicago.
Blow it up.
Going to blow it up. So we're blowing it up. We're going into war. Like, where do these people come up with this stuff?
They have an incredibly high murder rate, incredibly high amount of people shot every weekend, incredibly amount, high carjackings, etc. And they're sanctuary city and state, so they protect illegals that have criminal records. Gee, what could go wrong? Yeah. So Jake Tapper, is President Trump planning to go to war in Chicago? Holman said, I think his words are being taken out of context. I say we're going to go to war with the criminal cartels. We're going to go to war with illegal aliens, public safety threats that rape children, that rape citizens, that committed armed robberies, that distribute narcotics, that kill Americans. We're at war with the criminal cartels. Awesome.
There you go. He says it like it is. He doesn't mince words, and he's not going to let you try to do a gotcha.
He goes on to say, Governor Pritzker protects criminal illegal alien public safety threats every day in that state, along with Mayor Johnson. We proved that the first week of the administration. I went to Chicago. I started an operation there. The first day, we arrested 9 sexual predators, most of them child rapists. We arrested 9 members of the TDA. Several of those TDA members had a pistol, an illegal pistol with a switch on it that makes it fully automatic. We arrested 2 illegal aliens that had a homicide conviction. That was the first day in Chicago. So you know President Trump and the administration, yeah, we're at war with the criminal cartels and those who want to murder and rape the American citizens. You're damn right, he said.
Oh, there you go.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, welcome back, Bob.
Thank you.
I think that President Trump should go to the blue cities in the red states, such as Memphis, St. Louis, and New Orleans, and show where that is very effective, like Washington. He's invited in there, and then leverage that against the Governor Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago and say, basically, they're not taking care of you guys. These guys are really afraid of them because they're afraid that Trump's program is going to be successful and it's going to woo traditionally Democrat voters in inner urban areas to the Republican Party. And that's the whole crux of the situation here, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And yep. I think that would be... that would be an effective way to deal with it. Go into he's already doing it, like you said.
Yeah.
And D.C., they're looking for more. They're looking to extend the help that's been provided. And when it comes to the voters, I mean, yeah, there's going to be some that are going to go, oh, I heard Trump's going to blow up Chicago.
Yeah.
But let's just say Trump, ICE, National Guard, they go into Chicago. They make these arrests, just like Holman showed. I mean, if you're having a conversation with someone like that, and you say, hey, do you know that with the help of Homeland Security and ICE, they got child predators and child rapists that were illegal immigrants off the streets? I mean, how does a lefty, you know, what do they say that? Well, I mean, okay, but what about all the other people that are not child rapists? Well, are they still illegal immigrants? Are they here illegally? Do you believe in that law or not? Can I come barge your door down later on today? Don't call it trespassing, right?
Well, I talked about Labor Day weekend because you were gone enjoying lobster. Chicago's numbers were like 58 shot, 8 dead. And you got Brandon Johnson going, you know, we don't need Donald Trump here. So I'm thinking, and this is what we talked about on Monday, so you're happy with 58?
Right.
It's down from 2023. But we're happy with this, so we don't need your help. Well, you think the people like hearing something like that? Come on.
It boggles my mind. I guess the left, you know what they think it's. I guess they think it's like 10 or 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, the media really had a stranglehold on people, on opinions. They really did have this overwhelming kind of influence. But you know what? That's been eroding. Because, and I've said this before, everybody can have their opinions. But when you go for very, very basic facts, like very basic going, don't you want your neighborhoods to be safe? How can you argue that point? You cannot. The answer is, of course, I want my neighborhood safe. Well, then we might have to bring in some additional help to make that happen. Now, why would you be opposed to that? Right. And most people, if they think about it, be honest, go, well, I'm not opposed to that. And it's issues like that, simple, basic, straightforward issues, time and time. What do you call them? Like kitchen table issues.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my finances. I'm worried about my family's safety. Those are the two big things, you know, and the finances, and that, you know, dovetails into the economy. But safety, I mean, safety is like, hey, I was making $37.50 an hour, but then my daughter got raped. All of a sudden, how much I make an hour doesn't mean a daggone thing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. It means nothing.
But Governor Pritzker wants to say that their people will rise up against Donald Trump. I mean,
want them to fight.
What? Come on.
Want them to fight and hurt these Americans who are just trying to bring law and order to a community. Mm-hmm. That's all they're trying to do. These people are hardworking, dedicated people, and you want other Americans to try to hurt them?
That's crazy.
And they're doing their jobs? It really is. And so, look, you're always going to get that radical percentage. Mm-hmm. You're going to get those radicals. They're going to show up, and they're going to create problems, and they will get plenty of lefty radical media attention. Okay? They'll get that. But when the midterms come around and that's when it's really all going to count. I just wonder, and I've said this before, as we approach that and the Democrats start to look at the polls and stuff and see that they're going to get their butts handed to them, how desperate are they going to be then? Because they're already desperate. They're desperate in the things that they do, clearly desperate in the things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's a certain amount of fear is what are they capable of? What are they willing to do? When the writing is on the wall already, but it's only going to be amplified between now and the midterms.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah. What are they capable of? All right. Looking forward to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We're going to talk to him about immigration, Department of War, things like that. Our property taxes.
That's got everybody's attention right
now. Uh-huh.
Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you hear it right from the Lieutenant Governor in, about 15 minutes or so? 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. All right. So stick around and listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps as well. Or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. I have taken a view from 30,000 feet, and this is what I have to say. The world is becoming uncivilized. Uncivilized, I say.
Becoming?
Well, it's getting worse.
It is.
Football players spitting on each other. Mm. Wow. Stay classy, San Diego. Good work there. And now we have the Karen mom, I guess, at a Phillies game. It's actually a Marlins game, right? Well, the Marlins and the Phillies. And there's a video out. Maybe you've seen it.
Oh, man. And all the memes afterwards, too. Yes.
So, home run ball hit in the stands.
Yep.
I've been to many baseball games, many balls hitting, some I was close to, some I might have had a chance at, but never really grabbed a hold of one, okay? Even as a young child, I would bring my glove to Tiger Stadium just in case. But and you know the odds are not in your favor.
Yeah.
As we've seen through the years, it's a good sign you'd see an adult get the ball and then hand it off to the nearest child. Theirs or someone else's.
Always kind of a heartwarming thing.
This is
thing.
For you? Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool.
And that's a good thing. But this time, The home run was hit off the bat of Harrison Bader, Phillies player, hits it in the left field stands. You know, the ball's hit with a, I mean, it hits with a velocity, you know? And when you see people, like, sometimes catch them, you know, with their bare hand or whatever, that really is good job, because it's not easy. And once it hits, like, in the stands, it's bouncing around the concrete and off the metal seats and what have you. Well, so this dad hustles over, and he grabs the ball. And he is so excited, and he's showing it to his son. And his son apparently was, like, celebrating his birthday.
Yep.
Lincoln was his son. And, you know, he gives him the ball, and they have a hug. And everybody's like, oh, so cute. And then all of a sudden, here comes this broad. And if you see the video, you'll agree with me. She's a broad.
Uh-huh.
And she subsequently, like, charges after the a father, and then grabs his shoulders and demands the ball back.
Yeah.
She somehow thinks she's entitled to it.
It was in her section, Bob. I think it might have even hit somebody she was with. So, you know.
Well, she was trying to claim that it was in her hands.
Well, it is two different things.
She said, that was mine. You took it from me. It was in my hands. It's several videos, and none of them show with any level of clarity that her hand ever actually touched the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. And there were several fans that tried to capture the ball, not just the woman. So they were all in proximity of it, mm-hmm, as they ran toward it, right? Still, the father, he gives in. He gave the ball to her before, like, shooing her back to her seat. Now, that's a tough position to be in.
Sure.
Oh, I'll keep this ball at all costs for my son. And right. Son, let me tell you how to handle this. Hey, lady, go take a flying leap.
Here, let me help.
But you've got your son there.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I mean, he's seeing everything that's going on. How do I, as a dad, handle this effectively? And as a dad, it's up to him.
True.
And he decides, you know what? This isn't worth it. And it's actually going to have a traumatizing effect on my son.
Right.
So I'm just going to hand the ball over to her and get rid of this nutbag lady. And let's call her what she is. She's one of them pushy nutbag ladies.
Yep. Karen.
Okay?
Yes.
And so a Marlins representative, you know, kind of catches wind of this or whatever, apologizes to Lincoln and gives him a goodie bag with various gifts and says, you know, the Marlins rep said, you know, that was not okay. Mm-hmm. Said that directly to Lincoln.
It was nice.
So we brought you a cool little goodie bag. And again, you know, we're so sorry. And then what really made it huge was after the game, the star baseball player, Bader, met up with Lincoln and gifted him a signed bat.
That was cool.
And that's what really pushed it even further on video. And so, you know, it ends great. The crazy lady will always be known as a crazy lady, even though somebody already misidentified her. So some other lady's going, I'm not the crazy lady.
You got to be careful calling people out on social media like that too quick. You may be wrong.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, she's got to live with that. And maybe in her twisted little mind, she probably thinks what she did was okay. It really was my ball. I mean, who's the child here?
Yes.
That's my ball. It was almost in my hand.
Well, there's some great memes out there. And then also the shot of her flipping everybody off because she's getting booed showed what a truly classless individual she is.
Oh, the look on the people's faces when she was like approaching the guy, they're like, what is she doing? And you can tell, you could read their faces, and what they were thinking is, are you really going to take a baseball away from a little kid?
Uh-huh. And the answer was yes.
But the star baseball player came through and really made it okay. And the lesson here is, you know, sometimes when you do the right thing, whatever it was you were going to get just got better. And I think that's an important one. And whether you're a kid or an adult, probably should remember that, you know? We're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins actually in just a couple of minutes, so don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.